From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Friday, May 29th. I'm Sarah Reif. Earlier this week, the governor announced that he was lifting some restrictions on religious services, allowing counties to decide if they wanted to follow suit. In Mendocino County, where the known infection rate is still relatively low and there have been no deaths from COVID-19, in-person worship services of a limited nature will be permitted. Some faith communities are sticking with remote programs, while others, like the Calvary Chapel in Willits and St. Mary of the Angels Catholic Church in Ukiah, are gearing up for cautious, live Pentecost services this Sunday. Carol Rosenberg is the secretary for the Kol HaEmek Shul in Redwood Valley, serving the inland Jewish community. With a small building and a congregation that skews toward the at-risk age group,
we've not used the building since the beginning of the COVID problem, and our plan is not to use the building until well after the fall holidays. We're rather concerned about getting together and singing in an enclosed space, which seems to be one of the best ways to transmit the COVID.
Sherry Marks is the pastor at the Church of the Open Door, First Christian Church of Ukiah. Her recorded services are available on YouTube and Facebook, but she found another way to bring a personal touch to her congregants.
The first few weeks, I did it purely old school. I went back to actually paper newsletters that I mailed out, that and a combination of phone calls. And I did that because some of my older congregants are not computer savvy. And it just didn't seem like if I went, say, to Zoom meetings or anything like that, they weren't going to be included. So that's why I went back to all the way back to paper to start with. So we certainly intend to cut back to meeting in person as well. But the cases stemming from the Redwood Valley Church have me a little nervous. That's very close to home. And I'm just thinking I'm not quite ready to open it up and bring them back in again yet.
Do you normally have singing during your in-person services?
Yes, we do, and that's going to be tricky. It's going to be hard to go without that for a while because I haven't figured a way yet to do it safely. So I don't really know yet.
Bishop Minerva Carcano of the United Methodist Church in California and Nevada gave orders yesterday for churches to stay closed through the month of June. But Bishop Robert Vasa of the Catholic Diocese of Santa Rosa, which extends from Petaluma to the Oregon border, says the faithful can come back to church carefully.
There are people who are really strong in their faith. For them, it is death without a church. So they are losing so much spiritual strength, and they feel that the church is their second home or first home. God is for primary for them. I think they are losing so much without the church.
That's Father Peter, the priest at St. Mary of the Angels in Ukiah. He's preparing to welcome 100 worshipers to each of the Pentecost Mass services this weekend in a church with a capacity of 526 people. Ushers have been trained to make sure distancing and sanitation protocols are being followed, and the church has been sanitized. St. Mary offers two sets of services, one English and one Spanish.
And how many people are you expecting to come to the Mass this Sunday?
Let me be open, frankly. The English community is more elderly people for our church. They might be reluctant to come. So there may not be good attendance for English Masses. But the Spanish community, we have a lot of younger generation and also a huge crowd. Our Sunday Mass, 12:30 Mass, usually was like 500. So 100 people is nothing.
What about the other rituals like confession and things that happen during the week? Are you going to be able to continue those?
For this week, we are not starting the confession. But those who are calling me over the phone and take an appointment, they are coming, and we are not avoiding the confession if somebody is in an emergency, but maintaining the social distance and with the mask and everything.
Margaret Holub, who's been the rabbi of the Mendocino Coast Jewish community for 31 years, is thinking about things that might be safe to do in person in a few months.
There's no vaccine, and there's really no change in the medical situation at all that would tell us that it's time to open up. So So I think we're probably going to be slow. We may try some distancey kinds of things, and I don't really know what they would be exactly. We talked about the high holidays come in September, and that's, of course, you know, the biggest time of the year for us. And so we're wondering, there's a little piece of the Rosh Hashanah service where we go to the beach and we put a few breadcrumbs in the water. And we kind of wondered if we might be able to do that, just that one particular thing in a careful distance kind of way. But we haven't decided.
In the immediate future, though?
We have the holiday of Shavuot coming up this week, and that's another one where we would be together. It's customary to stay up all night and to study and eat and sing and meditate and all of that kind of stuff. And so we're doing that online, but then I'm doing kind of a fun thing. At least I hope it's fun. It started out as a joke, actually, and then I got serious about it, which is that I'm putting our Torah scroll in my little green Ford Fiesta, and I'm going to drive it all over the place with stops along the way for people to come and at least get a chance to see the Torah and say hello and like that. So I'm calling it the Torah Mobile.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.